My name is Hamed Ammari. I'm a comedian, producer, entrepreneur. I write stuff and then I tell stories and hopefully people can find them funny.
Hamed Ammari, good morning.
Good morning.
So first of all, why did you bring us to this place?
Because it's in Souq Waqif. So Souq Waqif, I love Souq Waqif as a destination for anyone who's visiting Qatar. It's the oldest market in Qatar, and the name comes from Souq Waqif, means standing market, and that's exactly how trade used to happen. And this shop here is one of the oldest coffee shops in Souq Waqif, and football fans come here a lot.
How to be a comedian, that's very unusual. I don't know, how do people respond to that? How did your parents respond to this when you first...
Oh, they still don't know. Like, it's a best-kept secret. Thanks for telling them. No, they don't get it, you know? I come from an academic family. My dad, the reason we traveled, so I was born here and grew up in America and Ireland, and so it was very, very Irish. And then I moved here, and it was like I had to... People didn't understand what I was saying, so... Went from giz a bit of that over there, will you? To here, can you pass the salt, please? I would like some of these things. You can't say things. Right, I want to keep talking to you, and as much as I love this place, do you want to go see some of Doha?
Yeah,
can I take you for a spin? You go on. Quickly.
All right, let's go.
After you, madam.
Thank you. What a gentleman.
My mama raised me good. Right, so we'll just have a little walk around Souq Waqif.
Now, that, do you need to get anything from here? What do you usually get from the Souq Waqif?
I'm waiting for a genie.
I need to
match all the Qatari stereotypes. Never work, be a billionaire. Where's my genie?
I thought you are a billionaire.
Unfortunately not, no. I only have one Rolls Royce, not seven. It's such a hard life.
So no lamp, let's get your bukhur. What else can you
So do? This is why I come to Souq Waqif. So all the smelly stuff, like bukhur, and like incense and all of that. Yeah, and then I'd get textiles, but what I love about it is you get to see all of these colors that come from, you know, everywhere. So walking around the souq is always like an explosion of color.
So we're just passing by. What is this bit?
This is how great healthcare is in Qatar, that even falcons have their own hospital. It's a fact. Look, it's Souq Waqif Falcon Hospital.
This guy's going to the emergency.
No, he's got an appointment. He's an outpatient.
Oh, that's right.
Let's go. There hasn't been a World Cup in a place the size of a city, you know. You can get from the northernmost stadium, Al-Bayt in Al-Khor, to Al-Janoub in Al-Wakra in like 45 minutes. One of my favorite kind of, just as a like art piece, yeah, is 974.
Oh, 974 is brilliant.
That's built for purpose and then it will be gone. He built a stadium out of shipping containers. I just think that's fascinating. but the main one is Khalifa Stadium. I believe, and I think the best way to have a full-on fan experience and mix with everyone is that public transport metro.
Yeah, of course.
And if you take the metro and the buses, that's the best way to get you to the stadium.
Now I've got for you, and you tell me what they mean.
Okay.
So I've got Inshallah.
Inshallah has multiple meanings, mm-hmm. and it all depends on how you say it. Inshallah means, yeah, God willing. Mm-hmm. If God wills it, so it shall be. You say, Inshallah. Inshallah. Like, khalas, Inshallah means, yeah, 50-50 chance that it's not happening. Inshallah, if it has an E before it, which means yes, like, yes, Inshallah, that means, like we're about to... Inshallah, you know, like it's never gonna happen, and it would take violence to solve this. Then it's like Inshallah, like you're hopeful,
Inshallah.
like you said it now, Inshallah.
I like Inshallah.
Yeah, like it could actually mean what it means, Inshallah.
Inshallah. What other words you can teach our audience, or for the fans who come in here?
Hala is like hala, ya hala. That's like Qataris.
Hello.
Qataris, non-Qataris, when you hear it, it just means hello. Hala means welcome.
Okay.
Yalla means let's go.
Yalla.
Yalla means let's go.
What else?
Or gum yalla is like, let's go right now.
How would you pronounce that? I say Qatar.
Qatar,
I'm
yeah.
An Arab speaker, so Qatar.
Qatar, even in Arabic, there's two ways.
Okay,
there's
cool.
Qatar and Qatar.
Qatar is the classic Arabic.
Qatar. Muntakhab Qatar.
Qatar. Ahlan bikum fi Qatar.
Al khutut al jawiyyah al qatariya.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Qatar.
What was the funniest pronunciation you've heard?
Quatar.
No, you're joking.
I swear to God. Quatar!
Americans?
Cutter?
Irish.
Go and get yourself a cutter. Qatar. He's going over to Qatar. What the hell? What do you do? What are you going over there for? Look at this stadium. This is Lucille Stadium.
Say to people who criticizes Qatar and saying it's not a footballing country and it's not ready to host a big event like the World Cup.
Growing up, we played football barefoot, and that was what we did as kids. Football is the most watched sport, participated sport in the country. So I don't blame people for saying whatever they're saying because they don't know. You know, it's our responsibility as Qataris to showcase our culture, to bring people in, and that's exactly what we're doing. And we're doing it for the whole Arab world. It's not just for Qatar. Qatar is the host country, yes, but Qataris are a minority in Qatar. There's like 140, 160 different nationalities living here. They all call this place home. So can we go to the Al Bayt Stadium?
We're going to Al Bayt Stadium, where it's all going to start.
Yeah, because that's where Qatar is going to beat Ecuador. Yeah, other stereotypes. I don't know, that we all have camels.
Mm-hmm.
I have never owned a camel.
Mm-hmm.
I've eaten a few, but I've never owned a camel, nor have I ever raced a camel.
How does it make you feel as a Qatari? The moment, when the moment of pride finally gets here.
I don't think any other country has been exposed to the things that Qatar has been exposed to in the media. And it's fine. We're doing it anyway. It's happening. Like, people will come, they'll have a great experience. And it's the Arab World Cup. Qatar is the host nation. But there's so many different cultures here that are part of the fabric of our identity.
There it is, you see, look at it. It's like a massive tent in the middle of nowhere. And then you get there and you're like, what? It's my favorite stadium. I think people will be in awe of this building. This is, it's art, it's not just a building. Yes! Yes, yes, yes.
Woo-hoo. So this is it, Al Bayt Stadium. Did I change your mind?
Becoming my favorite now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for doing this. Always.